welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, down here in verse number 18. Brother Zacharias is there burning incense in the tabernacle at the time of incense. It was his lot. He had been selected to do so at that time, and the angel of the Lord appears unto him. He tells him about he and Elizabeth, who are old, are going to have a son. He tells about the greatness of the Son by the power and ability of the Lord, by the sanctification of the Lord, setting this child, this man apart, this soul apart for a certain purpose, to send him before the Lord Jesus Christ, before Messiah, as has been prophesied. He is going to be a great man indeed in the Lord. He's going to be the next prophet that will be sent by the Lord. There hasn't been one for 400 years. A time of silence from our Lord. And now Israel is hearing again, according to the promise of the Lord. This man is going to be sent before. He's going to be filled with the Spirit of God from his mother's womb. He's going to be saved from the time that before he's even born, because that is the power of God. The power of God can save any sinner at any time. He's able to do so. Salvation is indeed of the Lord, and he's going to send this man in the power of Elijah. He will do no miracle, but our Lord will manifest his greatness and his power in this man, John, because his word, the word that he preaches, will indeed weave with power. He will have a presence because of the Spirit of the Lord upon him. And he will take and turn the hearts of the people, the fathers to the children, the disobedient to the wilderness, the wisdom of the just, and he's going to make a people ready, prepare a people for our Lord Jesus that is coming soon at this time of John. It'll just be a few months after that Jesus will be born. It'll be 30-some years that our brother will minister, however long the time of that ministry is. Of course, he's got to grow up in that, and the Lord will teach him in the wilderness. And then at some time, whether it be for a few years or if it was for a decade or better, John has the time of his ministry, and then the Lord Jesus Christ will be revealed. Brother Zacharias doubts it. He says, I'm an old man. My wife is old. How can it be that we can have a son? And Gabriel essentially tells him and says, the word of the Lord is enough. If God has said it, that's enough, John. He said, here's how you're going to know. You don't need a sign, John, but I'll tell you what, here, because of your doubt, here's the sign that you get. You're not going to be able to speak until all this is done. You're not going to be able to speak for 9+ months. When the Lord has come, fulfilled and accomplished all these things. We pick it up in verse number 21. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple because of this burning of the incense and doing the thing that he needed to do there. They knew about the time that it would take and what was common. And he'd been a long time doing it. And when he came out, verse 22 of Luke 1, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. So Zacharias is trying to tell them, and he's motioning with his hands and his arms. He's trying to describe it with his hands. I mean, you know how people would be, but he cannot utter a word, not one word. Not one sound will come forth from his mouth that they can understand. His speech is gone from him, as Gabriel had said. They thought maybe he had seen a vision. Certainly something has happened that he has seen in there, the reason he tarried so long and now his condition. Verse 23, and it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And so he loads up and goes back home. Goes back home to his wife, goes back to his home, and over there in the hill country of Judea, and he goes back home to carrying with him what Gabriel had told him, and now this, he can't speak. He can't speak. Verse 24, and after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. See, as it should be, and not that any woman should be treated wrong, ill, or in a bad and ugly way, and it was in that culture, and there's no justification for that. But this lady's desire was to have a child. She wanted to have children, just like according to the order of the Lord, according to the desire for her husband, that there be children, that there be a posterity, there be a continuance of their family and the name of her husband. That's a natural desire. And it's sad how it is with many in our day that children are seen to be such an obstacle, such a weight, such a burden. And children are not such. Children are a lot of work. Children are, do take effort and do take time and do take have an element of expense about them. That is true, but that is the good blessing of God upon a marriage and upon a home, and she rejoices. The Lord has taken the reproach away from her that she couldn't bear, and how that was looked on by some in their society as there being something wrong with her, and that it was just, or maybe even to the extent of there was something evil about her, or just something that the judgment of the Lord had been poured out upon her, and she was barren, she couldn't have any children. And the thing is, the Lord was just waiting. The Lord was waiting. The Lord had His time frame. And you know, that's what we need to do with all things in life, is we need to wait on our Lord's time frame. You know what? Zechariah and Elizabeth, they did what was right. They prayed unto their Lord, desiring a child, children from the Lord. They did. They prayed. And that's what they should do. Yet they waited. And in the Lord's timing, which has come now, it's time for them to have this son. And she rejoices, and she does this, which was done in their culture, and hiding herself away for these 5 months and dealing with the morning sickness and dealing with the challenge of carrying a child at her age. And the Lord gave her grace and help, and she was rejoicing in her Lord. Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein He looked on me to take away my reproach among men. In the eyes of some, Zacharias always loved her. He always has. He didn't put her away. He didn't throw her away. He loved her. He cared for her. But this of her being a woman, not being able to bear children, the Lord had dealt in that and taken care of that. Whether the issue was the Lord, or the issue being that it could be Zacharias who could have been the reason that they couldn't have a child, the Lord knew. And in their culture, that reproach was laid upon her. It was never considered that there was anything wrong with the man. It was always laid upon the woman. But our Lord has answered. Our Lord has blessed. And oh, what a blessing. Whoa, what a blessing indeed it is. So multifold blessing of our Lord. Verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth. So now Gabriel has got another assignment from the Lord, and he goes up to Nazareth, a city in Galilee. Why there, wonder? Why there? Oh, it's the blessing and greatness of our great God and King. We see here, to a virgin, verse 27 of Luke 1, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And so Gabriel's got a mission to this lady Mary, a young woman that is there, a virgin. She's not been married before. She's never known a man, but she is committed to marrying ultimately. She's espoused to this man, Joseph. And Joseph is of the house of David. And so is Mary. Mary's of the house of David. Tribe of Judah, house of David. Okay, so from their descendancy, from their David's lineage. And her name is Mary. And Gabriel has a message for her. Let's read here. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And so she saw him. What he said as he appeared unto her was troubling to her, and she said, "What's it mean? What does it mean?" And the angel said unto her, verse 30, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Whoa. Wow. Wow. So Gabriel says to Mary, "Fear not, Mary, because the Lord's grace is upon you. The Lord's going to use you in a special way." And understand that there are many, the universalists take this and they make a doctrine of Mariology, the worshiping of Mary, as they would say, the worshiping of the Mother of God. Understand, Mary is a virgin. She's a young woman. She has kept herself, according to the directive of the Lord. She's not caroused around. She's not a woman that has been loose in any way. She is espoused. She's going to be married to this man, Joseph, there in the city of Nazareth. They're going to be married here in the future. And the Lord says, "Mary, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you that nobody knows about. I'm going to use you that nobody, few in the world care about." And I'm sure Mary's family cared for her. I'm not saying that, but that just someone of no reputation. Now listen, they should be of reputation because they're of the lineage of David. But all that has been muddled and mixed up over the course of Israel's rebellion and disobedience. But you know what? Not forgotten by God. Because God's made a promise that the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, is going to be David's son. And so this is how he's accomplishing this. There's nothing special that has been done with Mary. Mary was not, quote-unquote, immaculately conceived. Mary, it is told that, if I understand it correctly by the doctrine, that Mary was just born of her mother without being known by her father. And that's not so. Mary was born just like all the rest of us have been. She was conceived just like all the rest of us. But the Lord God Almighty chose her to use her in this special way. And then the Lord Jesus will not have any man as his father. But God Almighty, as Gabriel said unto him, he said unto her, and the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, is going to be conceived by God within Mary, this virgin. And it's going to be the miracle of God, as was prophesied many hundreds of years ago. God is going to bring forth his son. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with his good word and good truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.